Jesus said, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Aloha and welcome to Free Inside with Brother Bulla Eastman, an outreach of the prison ministry of First Assembly of God Honolulu. Now, let's join Brother Bulla for tonight's message of truth.
Aloha no, everyone. Brother Bulla here once again, sharing the good news with you. Tonight's a very special night. Wanted to reach out to everyone and wish you a very happy Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day. Free Inside Ministry is the prison ministry of First Assembly of God, Red Hill. We have a passion for the Lord with a vision to reach the incarcerated, the broken, and the lost, and to preach the gospel to every person. We share the word of God and words of encouragement each week to the incarcerated in Halava, Waiava, OCCC, FDC, and soon in the women's facility over in Kailua. And we also minister to our brothers that are in Saguaro, Arizona. We plan to be heading there shortly, so if any of you in Saguaro are tuning in, we're trying to get up there in April, brothers. Hold on, we're coming soon. Tonight I have the distinct privilege, actually, and pleasure of having with us the administrator and leader of the prison ministry at First Assembly of God. And we're going to be talking with her all night. And being that it's Valentine's Day, it's just so special because the administrator for our prison ministry and the leader of our prison ministry is none other than my wife, Lynette. And I wanted to wish her a happy Valentine's Day. And it's not that I'm a cheap date, but she knew we had to do a recording. So, honey, happy Valentine's Day.
Oh, honey, what a lovely way to spend Valentine's Day in serving the Lord.
Now, you're the leader of the prison ministry. How did that all come about? Did one day you wake up and say, I want to lead the prison ministry, I want to be in all the prisons on Oahu, I want to touch thousands of souls? What? Bring our listening audience, to those that are tuning in tonight. Once again, thank you for tuning in to 99.5. Why? How did this all happen?
Oh, well, Bulla, as you know, in 2010, we were invited by Pastor Scott Sinoda, who was the Harvest Ministry, prison ministry pastor, to go into Halava on a Saturday night for what he called it Jim Chapel. And, you know, not having been in the ministry, we didn't know what to expect. And, you know, hook, line, and sinker. We went into the Jim Chapel. We were replacing some praise and worship singers. And me and Bulla stood there in front of 200 inmates at Halava and, you know, just worshiped the Lord with our brothers.
Now, that's coming up to almost a 3-year, let's see, 10 to 11. So this coming up this March or so will be mark a 3-year anniversary for you with the prison ministry.
Yes, it has. It's been a wonderful ride with the Lord.
Now, what do you think is one of the requirements? What do you think a person who's sitting out there, who's not incarcerated, but who's sitting out there, maybe they go to church on Sundays and they feel like they want to get involved in a ministry, but they're so scared of the prison ministry. But what would you say to someone who might have an inkling or they might be leaning towards getting involved in a ministry? Is there a part of the prison ministry that they might be able to volunteer that might not be so interactive to begin with?
Yes. First of all, the one requirement that God leads us with is to have a willing heart, you know, willing heart to love on others. And the Jim Chapel at Halava is one way to get started in the prison ministry. But I believe that our church at First Assembly of God, we have a live connections. As you know, Bulla, and we bring in about 40 families. Of inmates from Saguaro, where they can have live video chats with their loved ones. And I think that's when it really sunk home to Bulla and I to see the families meet with their loved ones in Saguaro.
Now, you've actually, that's not all the churches out there have that live visitation in the video presentation, so that would be something that they could check with their pastoral staff or a connection center and information center if they have. But you mentioned Saguaro. That's that prison in Arizona. Share your experiences from Saguaro, because these gentlemen are all the way over in Saguaro, Arizona, where it gets up to 120 degrees in the summer. And they're separated from Hawaii. They're a long way from home. I mean, we hear so many disparaging reports, but you've been there a few times. And what would you like to share with those that are listening this evening on Valentine's Day? What about Saguaro, Lynn?
You know, Saguaro, it's, you know, it's the desert, and the prison is located about a half an hour out of Casa Grande, Arizona, and it's pretty interesting because this prison, Saguaro, has, you know, can range from 1,500 to 2,000 inmates from Hawaii. So it was such an honor to be able to serve our community, serve our state by witnessing and sharing the word of God to our brothers in Saguaro, Arizona.
Well, you know, a lot of times when you go to the mainland, you don't know what to expect. And being that we've been there, I always wondered what the word Saguaro meant. And it's actually the name of a giant cactus called Carmagia gigantea that can grow to 66 feet in height and whose branches are shaped like candelabra, native to Arizona. You know, that's incredible. You know, some of us that are incarcerated in Saguaro, they feel like they're in the middle of a cactus. They feel like they're in a 66-foot cactus in the desert heat, but it also gets cold in the winter. Now, over in Saguaro, you were able to experience something, I believe, we can talk about it. We're fine with that. And it was something called the Faith Pod. What goes on in the Faith Pod in Saguaro?
Oh, God is doing a mighty work in Saguaro in the Faith Pod. It's one of the units that they have that the men are there. They stay there for about, well, you know, not for a long time, maybe 3 months to 6 months program. And all different faiths are in this pod, and they study the word of God each and every day, Bula. And we were able to go to a graduation in the Faith Pod, and, you know, nothing short of revival, just in awe what God does.
Well, when you see the hand of God and the Holy Spirit fall in a room, it's nothing short of miraculous. You know, going to Saguaro gave me a better appreciation, and maybe you can share. What do they do to stay busy? Are there any programs that they have available for our incarcerated in Arizona?
Oh, my goodness. You know, first of all, I just want to let the listeners know, for the loved ones that have someone in Saguaro, you know, sometimes the news, the media, all that stuff, mm-hmm. You know, kind of gave us an idea that Saguaro was a bad place. But, you know, actually, I was very surprised. The facilities itself are very well maintained. We actually ate lunch several times at Saguaro as well, so we know what they're eating there. They have all kinds. As long as the inmate is in obedience with the laws and the rules that they have there, they have the opportunity to go to school, to go to the library, to learn about being an electrician, to learn about plumbing, computers, construction, woodwork, and even music, Bula.
Now, when you're over there, how would you say their temperament was? I mean, for the gentlemen that we were able to see, for the brothers that were in Saguaro, I mean, they know they're a long way from home, but do you think that they know that the facility there, they know it's a lot cleaner. It's run by CCNA. And we always get the bad news in the media because, you know what, good news doesn't sell, but yeah, bad news right. does. But, you know, we were able, share with our listeners, if you could, about the recording studio in Saguaro.
Oh, my goodness. My goodness. I know if Pastor Scott is listening, we were just so wowed. We were in between services, and they called us over. They've got like a recording studio right there in Saguaro. And one time we went in, and there was a country western. It was five of our local brothers. On every, they had every instrument. They were all recording. And I thought I was in Nashville. I thought it was in Nashville, Bula.
No, they seem when I remember when they were singing, they weren't there. In fact, Pastor Scott told them, remember that feeling, because when you close your eyes and you're singing with the joy of the Lord, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. And the walls of Saguaro had come down. We were sitting in the backyard of Uncle Kimo's house in Waimanalo, looking up at the ko'olaus, singing country western. I mean, that's how it felt. And, you know, we all make mistakes. Make no bones about it. There is no perfect person walking this face of this earth.
That's right.
And these men are incarcerated for a reason. However, there's going to come a point in time when they're going to come out.
That's right.
And they are either going to be a better criminal or a better person. Now, being a man of God, believing in the word of God and knowing the work of God, I believe that they can come out a better person than they went in. But it's all about choice. Now, Lynn, I know you've gone to almost every facility we have. Well, you have gone to every facility on Oahu. What would you like to share with those brothers that are, say, at Waiava or Annex 1 or Module 20, almost on the way out to freedom, almost at the end of the tunnel? They've seen the light, and they're on their way out. What words of wisdom, what thoughts come to your heart as we sit here and talk about and thinking about all the brothers over the years that we've talked to? Some have come out, some have went back in, but what would be a good word that you could share with them that are almost taking that first step out of incarceration?
Oh, my brothers, my beloved brothers and sisters, my sisters at OCCC and at the women's facility, I just can tell you just to stay focused on the Lord, and that you need to always be in obedience to His word and to obey Him when He asks you to do something. I just know that there's this 12 inches, like Pastor Scott says, knowing the word in your mind and then knowing the word in your heart. And just like all the volunteers, you know, there's no Bible college that prepares you to come into the prisons to share the word of God. It's a willing heart and a willing to just love others. And, you know, and brothers out there, you know, support each other. Iron sharpens iron. Will make you the better man when you're ready to come out. And I just, we pray for you and we love you. And, you know, we're just so privileged and honored and thankful to the Lord for offering this opportunity to be able to share the word of God.
You know, once again, if you're just tuning in, this is Free Inside Ministry, the prison ministry of First Assembly of God, Red Hill. We're on Monday through Friday at 9:30 p.m. Thank you so much for tuning in and being with us tonight. You know, you brought up a very good point, Lynn, and it's so true. It's just like they need to hold on. They need to know that the God we serve is real. They need to know that taste and see that the Lord is good. Oh, the joys of those who take refuge in Him. They will receive the Lord's blessing and have a right relationship with God, their Savior. It didn't say right religion. It didn't say right church. It didn't say right fundraiser. It didn't say right selling the brownies. It didn't say right halal. It didn't say right van ministry. It didn't say right children's ministry. It didn't say right silver senior citizens ministry. It said they will receive the Lord's blessing and have a right relationship with God, their Savior. The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my Savior. My God is my rock, in whom I find protection. He is my shield, the power that saves me, and my place of safety. You know, the word of God rings so true. The word of God is the hope that we have. You know, the Bible is the book for direction, correction, and a connection.
Amen.
If you need to know where you're going, open the Bible. If things aren't going right, open the Bible. If you got to find out what's happening, open the Bible. Many of us read the newspaper. Many of us watch the news. I have a word to share with you, my beloved. Watching the news and reading the newspaper about events that already happened that won't really have a bearing on in your life. Reading the Bible tells you of the way life is, the way life will be, and the way life was. It comes from our Lord and Savior, who was and is to come. You know, if you need a book that's going to be a self-help book that's going to give you some self-esteem, read the Bible. Invest in the Bible. Spend some time in the Word. Get into fellowship and a relationship with God Himself. You know, I'd like you to, you know, we interact with a lot of other volunteers from other churches that are doing the prison ministry, because it's no one church. It's not one volunteer. It's not one ministry team. It takes the labor of a lot of volunteers to continually battle the enemy, to go into the what I call the war zone.
That's right.
And fight the good fight that we do.
Amen.
Now, can you share with us, you know, some of your thoughts with our other and how we can lift up our other volunteers and our other churches and all those that give of their heart and soul to reach the lost?
You know, honey, the one word that comes to me is faithful, is the faithful volunteers from all the churches that come in to share the word of God. You know, I'd like to give a shout out to our own ministry and to our leaders in the prison ministry, the Free Inside Ministry, with Eva Lonnie and Angel and Ray, our faithful Marianne, and all of our Live Connection volunteers. You know, it takes many hands to do it, and but it makes the work light when we're all doing it together.
Now, you know, we were sharing with Pastor Scott the other day. We were blessed, our ministry, we were so blessed to be able to offer 345 services. Now, that's a big number. That's a lot. That's almost a service per day when you figure we have 352 days in a calendar year. But how big is the team from First Assembly? Do we have a really big team, or?
You know, this year, the past year in 2012, we call it the Faithful 15. We've got 15, and that's really all we're allowed to go in any case. But we have 15 faithful volunteers, Bulla, and we do have a busy schedule during the week.
That's wonderful. You know, I'd like to give a shout out to some of the other pastors and other churches. You know, Pastor Virginia, if you're tuning in, God bless you, my sister. Pastor Bird and your lovely bride, thank you so much. And all those others that go out there, that we don't have a chance to interact with because of all of our schedules. I know you go in with the Spirit of the Lord, giving the men and women the hope that they need, because what they really need is the hope that only Jesus Christ can give them. Lynette, maybe you can share a little bit. When you go in, because a lot of times people, all they know about prison is what they see on TV. We have Scared Straight, we have Locked Up, and, you know, that's just like Hollywood. I mean, really, is it filled with a lot of evil people, or what is your take on most of the people that we deal with doing our ministry?
Bulla, they're just real people, just like you and me. They just got caught. And I got to tell you, there's no mistake in it. There is darkness and evil in the prisons. But as in all ministries, before we go in, we pray up. We make sure that the Holy Spirit is with us and that God goes before us. And that gives us the boldness to move forward, to go into a unit, whether there's five people at our service or 60 at our service. And we're just thankful for the correctional officers that work in the prisons, and shout out to Jack at OCCC, as you know, we always leave it up to him. We're scheduled in certain places, but as the Holy Spirit talks to him, he'll let us know which units possibly haven't had service in a while and that we can get into.
You know, sometimes we don't have a lot of time for reasons when we're visiting with our brothers and sisters that are incarcerated. And one of the verses that we share, I try and make it real easy, try and make it real basic. And, you know, when you're in a trouble, if you've just witnessed a terrible traffic accident, if you've just saw two cars collide right in front of you, if you see a house burning in front of you, if you see someone collapse while you're shopping at Ala Moana Mall, what number do you call? 911. That's why I always tell our brothers and sisters, if anything else, If you don't know the Bible, if you know nothing about the Bible, but you can remember who to call in case of an emergency, I tell them to think of 911. And I refer them, and I want to share this with our beloved tonight. For those of you that are tuning in this evening to the Free Inside Ministry, it's going to be in the book of Psalms, chapter 91, and it's going to start with verse 1. That way you get the 911. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in Him I will trust. Surely He shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence. He shall cover you with His feathers, and under His wings you shall take refuge. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flies by day, nor of the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor of the destruction that lays waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at your side, and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. Only with your eyes shall you look and see the reward of the wicked. Because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place. No evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague come near your dwelling. For He shall give His angels charge over you, to keep you in all your ways. In their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. You shall tread upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion and the serpent you shall trample underfoot. That's Psalms 91, from verse 1 to verse 13. But if they were to open to Psalms 91, that's a wonderful place. Very easy to remember in times of trouble. Now, Lynn, you actually go into various modules with men and women, and you've also been in some situations or into some areas that not the average volunteer is able to go. And I know in Sawar we're able to go into some restricted areas. What do you want to share with the people about? They might have a loved one in a restricted area. What can we share over the airwaves to give them a word of encouragement?
You know, prayer. Prayer is so important, whether it's the volunteers, whether it's the inmates themselves. And, you know, people are people, just real people with real challenges that want real answers from a real God. And, you know, we're just so blessed that the Lord opens the doors for us to be able to, on the rare occasion that we're able to go into maximum security and be able to meet with men that, you know, pretty much have given up on life, that are angry at the world. But yet, you know, the Lord goes before us and has gone before us, Bula, and we've been able to go in and be able to share God's love.
Now, do you think that only people that are locked up are in prison, or do you think there might be some people outside those prison walls that are locked up too?
We have seen brothers and sisters that are inside that are more free than people that we see, that we work with, that we see at church, that we see at the malls. You know, you don't have to be in prison to be imprisoned.
Amen. You know, I just want to let people know that it's all about choices. But, you know, God gave us free will. He gave us the opportunity to make a choice. But, you know, there's only two destinations at the end of our life, heaven or hell. There's no third option. It's heaven or hell. That's door right. Number one or door number two. And it's what you do now that's going to prepare you for that time when it comes. Because you can't change anything after you're dead. You can't buy your way into heaven. You can't lie your way into heaven. You have to give of yourself. But just to remind everyone, it was the blood of Jesus on a cross that saved all of us. It was His blood that paid for all of our sins. And to all of those loved ones out there, do you have someone incarcerated? Keep praying for them. Don't stop praying. But someone told me years ago that word PUSH stands for pray until something happens. You know what? We lift up our volunteers all the time in prayer. We lift up all of our brothers and sisters in prayer, because I know who my God is.
Yes.
I know what my God can do. My God is a real God. My God is a living God. My God is a forgiving God. My God is a loving God. Yes. My God is a God of second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, 20, 30, 40 chances.
Hallelujah.
My God is a God that can make anything impossible possible.
Yes.
It is by His mercy and grace that I sit before this microphone tonight and tell you, we serve a living God. We serve a loving God. Our God is more real than any real you could have right now, because it's in that hour of darkness. It's when you're looking and you don't have any more resources that you know who your source is. It's when you're at the end of your rope. You got to tie a knot and hold on, because Sunday's coming. We do not celebrate the crucifixion. We celebrate the resurrection of our Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. I'm going to tell you all right now, Sunday is coming for you. Thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Hallelujah. Lord, we just want to thank everyone tonight. You know, we're going to be closing here shortly. I wanted to be able to close in prayer. But most of all, Lord, we just want to come with an attitude of gratitude. We want to thank you for the breath you have given us today. We want to thank you for the clothes on our back, for the food on the table, and for the roof overhead. And although our situation could be better, Lord, we know it could be a lot worse. I just wanted to close in prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for this time, Lord. I thank you for the opportunity to reach out to those that are locked up. They might not be behind the four walls of a prison, but their heart has locked up. They need you, Lord Jesus. They need hope. They need to know that you have a future for them, that you have plans for them, Lord, and that it's in the Word of God. It's a promise, not for me, not for Lynn, not for just our volunteers and our church. It's for everyone on the face of this earth. Lord, we just thank you for the opportunity to call you our Lord and Savior. We thank you that we can claim the gospel that has set us free. We thank you for the blood that was shed on the cross.
Hallelujah.
Lord, we just thank you. It's when we wake up with that attitude of gratitude, it'll determine our altitude for that day. And Lord, we never give up. We just look up.
Yes, Lord.
May thy will be done. Lord, protect our brothers and sisters till the next appointed time. God bless you. In your most heavenly and matchless name we say, amen, amen, amen. Amen.
You've been listening to Free Inside with Brother Bulla Eastman. We hope tonight's message has blessed and encouraged you. If so, we'd love to hear from you. Email Brother Bulla at freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 222-2822. That's freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 222-2822. This program was sponsored by Honolulu Ford and by First Assembly of God Honolulu. Remember, if the sun sets you free, you shall be free indeed. Free inside. Until tomorrow night at this same time, may God be with you.